the world. Did God make it this way?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the designers of a large creation museum in the Cincinnati, Ohio area. Well, Ken, that sounded somewhat perplexing. Surely you believe God made this world we live in, right?
Well, actually, this world we live in is not the world as God made it. You see, God made the original creation, which was perfect. He called it very good. But Adam's rebellion changed everything. You see, the world is suffering from sin and the curse, as well as the judgment of a global flood, as I say to people. You can tell this is not the world as God made it because we have things like poodles. These dogs have lots of mutations. That means mistakes in their genes. There's no way God could have called the creation very good if there were poodles. You know, Mark, sin has affected everything, including dogs. As Paul says, the whole of creation groans in pain, and it's all because of Adam's sin. By the way, if Christians believe in millions of years of history, then the groaning world we live in today, with all its violence, death, disease, and suffering and mutations, it must have been called very good. This undermines the very nature of God, and it certainly goes against what the Word of God clearly teaches in Genesis.
God's Word tells us the true history of the universe, and that's the theme of a fascinating booklet written by Ken Ham called The Seven Seas of History. You'll find the free booklet at AnswersRadio.com. AnswersRadio.com.